Well, I think that the independent voice and liberal progressive voice is not being heard at all or being represented in the Democratic Party primary. And so therefore, I feel that the rank and file should be given an opportunity or a choice between the two philosophies. My opponent is a moderate Republican, I feel. So I'm able to infuse my philosophy, my liberal progressive philosophy, into this campaign in a very natural way, I believe.
And you've run in the past in different parties.
Correct. Yeah, I've run as an independent, also as a Democrat in congressional and U.S. Senate races. And I was a socialist candidate for president 2 years ago. But I'm a Democratic socialist, and many people in the Democratic Party have a similar philosophy.
I'd like to ask you about the GOP race, the tenor of that race, and the two opponents.
Well, it's obviously very negative, and I really think that Mr. Scott is guilty of fraud personally, and even though he denies it, his company was held accountable, and it was just by the luck of the draw that the feds didn't go after him. On the other hand, he has a background in healthcare, which I do, and I think I would be able to take him on better than anybody else because of I was in the HMO business for 25 years and as administrator. And know the ins and outs of the field. Mr. McCollum, while he's a conservative, I respect him more because he sticks by his principles and he tells you what he thinks, and which is similar to my philosophy. You know, take me for what I am, you know, left or right. At least you know where I stand on the issues. And I think we do know where he stands on the issues.
So how do you think you'd fare against a conservative like McCollum?
Oh, excellent. I mean, that would be a terrific choice. Can you imagine? I mean, it was left versus right, liberal versus conservative. I mean, what a contrast. It would be a very simple, clear choice for the electorate to choose from. And I think also that my plans for an economic development would differ from him, which would not be left or right. It would be very practical. And I think because of the job situation, people would be more attractive to that, to my philosophy and my plan, which I think are very real and very practical and hands-on.
Speaking of Bill McCollum, he recently came out saying that he could oppose allowing gay foster parents mm-hmm. to become foster parents.
Yeah.
What do you think about that idea?
Well, I was in a forum with him over in Palm Beach, and we had the same question. So I support the rights of gay marriage and the rights of gays to adopt and for them to have equal rights as heterosexual couples do. So here again was a perfect example of a contrast. He was to the right, I was to the left. Simple and clear, and we never agreed on anything in that area.
So why don't you distinguish yourself then from your primary opponent, Alex Sink? How would you differ?
Well, here again, I said I'm an independent and I'm a progressive and liberal, and she's very moderate and in fact, I think even has Republican ideas. Secondly, she doesn't have much of a plan. She's not specific enough. She says, let's get real, but she doesn't want to debate at all. She doesn't appear in forums where I am. And I offer very practical systemic changes like a state banking system, a nonprofit state banking system, which I think would generate flexible loan conditions for both small businesses and consumers, which I think would generate the economy and housing as opposed to her plans of trickle down, you know, giving corporations tax write-offs so that they can have more capital to generate jobs, which is very Republican, very moderate. She doesn't take stands like single-payer health care, you know? I mean, I support not only single-payer health care, but a national system, and I'm proposing a statewide health service for all Floridians, and it can be self-funded because it eliminates or reduces 30% of the health care costs.
The governor called a special session to place a ban in the Florida Constitution on the ballot on offshore oil drilling in state waters. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts about a constitutional ban on drilling in state waters?
I support it fully. And ever since 2002, when I was a congressional candidate, I was opposed to offshore drilling. And the state boundaries only go out 10 miles, but I go beyond that to the entire three bodies of water, the Gulf, the Atlantic Ocean, and the Caribbean. And as different from my opponent, Ms. Sink, you know, she's only recently in favor of limiting offshore drilling, but it's to the 3-mile and the 10-mile limit. Before that, she was open to the idea of allowing and encouraging offshore drilling in federal waters. Even though we don't have jurisdiction in those federal waters, I would certainly support the advocacy and the constitutional amendment to ban it and encourage our federal representatives to do so.
And finally, this isn't a Florida issue, but it has become a national election issue, and that's a Islamic cultural center mm-hmm. being proposed for Lower Manhattan. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts about that?
I believe and support freedom of religion, and even though it's not a state issue or a state of Florida issue, I support their right problems with them doing that. They have every right, and we have to respect the Constitution and the freedoms of individuals in our country to exercise such a right.